and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. An execution is scheduled for Thursday.
The state of Alabama plans to put to death 58-year-old Kenneth Eugene Smith with never-before-used nitrogen gas.
Smith will be fitted with a face mask that will cover his nose and his mouth and then forced to breathe pure nitrogen gas, which will ultimately result in his death.
Robin Maher heads up the Death Penalty Information Center. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Smith survived a 2022 attempt to execute him by lethal injection. The U.S. Supreme Court on Wednesday declined Smith's request to stop Alabama from moving ahead with his execution. CBS News has learned that records kept by airplane manufacturer Boeing allegedly show bolts were missing from a panel that blew off an Alaska Airlines jet in mid-flight. More from CBS's Chris Van Cleave.
An anonymous post appearing to be from a Boeing employee alleges Boeing's own records show four bolts were not installed. Ed Pearson is a former Boeing senior manager turned Max whistleblower.
I mean, would it surprise you to learn that bolts weren't put in a door panel?
Not at all. In fact, the only thing surprising to us is we're so thankful that it wasn't a fatal crash.
Get out the galoshes from southern Texas to Tennessee, says the Weather Channel meteorologist Mike Bettis.
Our flood risk will continue across the south for the next several days with more rain coming our way. We've already had very heavy rain the last week, round after round of storms still in our forecast, especially through the day on Thursday. We'll see heavy rain across Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and all this pushing east as we go into Thursday afternoon should finally begin to relent as we get into Friday, but not before another 3 to 5 inches is on the way in spots.
A new report from Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies finds more than 20 million Americans struggle to pay their rent in 2022. The report's lead author is Whitney Airgood Obricki.
Really seeing the worst affordability conditions on record. 22.4 million renter households were cost burdened, which means that they spend more than 30% of their income on rent and utilities each month.
The video doorbell maker Ring says it's eliminating a feature that allows police departments to request footage through the company's Neighbors app. Reaction from CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
At first, it seems really cool to attach a video camera to a doorbell or a floodlight, but it also raises important questions about privacy and whether or not we are creating a surveillance society.
A motorcyclist who posted a video of himself on YouTube speeding from Colorado Springs to Denver on Interstate 25 is now wanted on multiple charges. Colorado State Patrol says 32-year-old Rendon Dietzman recorded himself going more than 150 miles an hour in September. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.